My name is Megan Bass, and I'm a senior at Auburn Riverside, and I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, Unlikely Gifts from a Reaper, in which the narrator Alice and her husband are brought back to assist the Reapers in helping souls pass on. Whatever heaven is, it's not this. This is a force with enough strength to bring an entire civilization to its knees. The only time I've ever seen destruction on this scale was during World War II, when bombs rained down on England, and every day I wondered if I would live to see the next. But that was over 200 years ago, and now once again I find myself an observer of one of the greatest failures of humanity. I stand on a hill overlooking what was probably once a great city. Entire buildings have been reduced to nothing but scraps of wood and piles of brick. They're tall structures of metal and wire, some standing crookedly, others on the ground in a tangle. Evergreen trees blanket the ground, which has been all but ripped apart. The concrete road is broken into pieces. I have a peculiar feeling, a fluttering of panic that I'm not alone here. The thought has just crossed my mind when an unearthly blue light illuminates the ruin around me, and then a voice is saying, "Alice?" It's a deep voice, rich and full of life. I turn slowly, not daring to hope, but it's true. I am no longer alone, and all at once the rest of the world is less important than my husband, who is inexplicably here with me again. "Henry!" I speak the name in a reverent whisper, filled with love and longing and remembrance. Overcome with joy, I race towards him to throw myself into his arms, stopping short only when I realize that I can't touch him. For the first time, I look down at my form and am horrified to see that I'm nothing more than a pale, wispy figure. Henry, too, is hardly more than a shadow. "What happened?" he says. "Why are we here?" I shake my head. "Do you think it got bombed?" I whisper. "I don't think so," Henry says. "It looks more like an earthquake." "It wasn't just an earthquake." This voice is unfamiliar. I turn around to see another figure gliding towards me, but she isn't as transparent as Henry and I are. Her hair falls in a thick black sheet behind her, and silver eyes glow on her pale face. "It was the biggest earthquake in half a century," the creature says, "that then triggered a massive tsunami. This has been predicted by scientists for centuries, but precautions were not taken like they should have been. Welcome to the aftermath." "I'm sorry, but are you a ghost? Do you know why we're here?" She smiles faintly. "You are a ghost, as I presume you figured out. I, however, am a reaper. I and the others," she gestures to the destruction, where I see with a jolt that hundreds of other silver-eyed reapers have gathered, "only come together in such large numbers during times of great tragedy, and this is one of those times. We are the ones who help poor souls into the next world. We ease their fears and help them pass on into their new existence. And today, you two are going to help us." I am stunned into silence. "Why us?" Henry asks. "We're not reapers." "At times like this," the reaper says, "when many souls are released at once, it's too big a job for the reapers alone. So we employ the help of those who have already passed on." "I don't want to." My voice comes out small and scared. The reaper looks at me. "It's not an easy job," she says, "but a necessary one." She looks around, sharp eyes scanning the horizon. "It won't be long now until the first souls start to appear. There's always a little buffer time, but they will be along shortly. I wish you luck." With that, she disappears.